Hey, everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. We ask you to amplify our efforts, make it 1 million. We need the sound of millions of marching feet in the street, and we've got limited time. I believe the fate of America is going to be decided before November, maybe even sooner. So please jump on because this involves everybody. You can't sit this out. We're brought to you by Noble Gold. In fact, we're coming to you from the Noble Gold Studios. And the bottom line is PayPal is ripping people off. We did a show with Jamie Walden on that. They're a banking institution. The Dodd-Frank Law 2010 says the banks can take your money as they begin to fail. They don't have to fail. They can just take your money. You're an unsecured creditor. It's totally unconstitutional, but they've made it legal. Do you want to really go through that? They can take your retirement too, as a result, if you're associated with a bank like a 401k or an IRA. Well, Noble Gold can extricate your retirement. Put it under precious metals that you control. Nobody can touch it. You need to be doing this. And they can also help you diversify so you're not so bank dependent because you'll have a 1929 moment if you don't, where you'll lose everything. So I'm going to really encourage you now to allow me to send you a free information packet. And that information packet can be attained by going to davehodgesgold.com. No one's going to pressure you. You have to close your own deal. davehodgesgold.com. Otherwise, you can wait, let the inevitable happen, and we're in the middle of it happening right now. Federal Reserve announced last week 63 banks on the verge of failure, but they won't tell you which ones because they don't want you to get your money out. DaveHodgesGold.com. Our guest is Lisa Haven. She doesn't need an introduction. She's well known. She's famous. She's one of the top activists in our field, highly respected, does great work. And I asked her to come on because with all that's going on right now, and we've never lived in a time such as this, I wanted to get Lisa's take on a number of topics. So, Lisa, welcome to the show. I'm glad we could have you back.
Well, thanks for having me on. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, I remember in the old days, 12, 15 years ago, when I had to really work to find good stories. And now I have to decide which ones I'm going to cover, and they all land in my lap. You're really good at dissecting institutions. I don't think I know anybody better than you at doing this. What do you think about the Secret Service? I want to start there.
Well, they need a lot of help right now. I think some of the worst, we have some of the worst, we have the three-letter agencies, we have the Secret Service. They've got a lot of problems within it. And I'm gonna kind of take us on a different direction. I know when we talked about this off air, I had told you I kind of want to dive into the Secret Service, but I had just remembered something that I want to bring up prior to that, and then we'll get back in Secret Service.
Sure.
Because it really, and I didn't think about it until you were talking, but I was up literally all night last night, like for hours. I'm very upset and frazzled with what is truly going on within the Democrat Party and how they're literally trying to divide us, like massively so, and how racist they really and truly are. The other day, I put out this report about whites only. Segregation is literally back with a vengeance. The entire plan is to divide us. And I was talking about, and I'm sure you brought this up on your channel, but for those listening, Kamala Harris, and this is what I was thinking about last night. Kamala Harris's administration campaign, they held a whites only for Kamala,
I saw that.
white males for Kamala, or white dudes they called it, and white women's for Kamala. And they had thousands, I believe, tens of thousands of viewers, according to reports. And I think it was even higher than that. I think 100,000 or something, but I don't remember the exact number in attendance. But the thing to think about is, on the woman's side, I kind of saw some of the stuff that they were reporting on there. One of the women on there who had a 1.5 million viewership, like this is how many people she has following her. And she came on there and said, basically, we need to use our white privilege to help minorities, which is one of the most racist statements. I mean, to say that a minority can't help themselves and a white person has to help them for that matter. Then she went on to basically attack white people and say, how dare you so much as tell a minority, they've done something wrong and correct a minority? How dare you? correct minority women. Don't do that. You just need to shut up and listen, basically. And that was like kind of what she summarized. And I'm sitting there thinking, where the hell is my privilege as a white woman to make this blanket racist statement? First of all, to say that you can't correct a minority, but you can correct other white women is the most absurd thing I've ever heard. And that's real racism against white people. It's just what it is, saying you can correct them because they're nothing, but don't correct them because we're going to bow and serve. Look, we're all equal in the eyes of God. I don't care what color your skin is. It's just a fact. Nobody is higher or lower than the other person. Sure, we had a real screwed up history in the past, right? They're not doing anything for, we had Japanese internment camps, yet the Japanese people aren't out there saying, give me reparations. We had Irish people that were slaves. We tend to forget about those, you know, because they're white. And every other country, a huge percentage of countries have slavery in their past. It's a sad, sad, true fact. And then they capitalize it here in the United States of America, the way they are. This is why we have this growing reparations mentality. It's because there's a bunch of people saying, we owe you, bow down, don't correct. I actually walked in to a fancy, it was like a Neiman Marcus, but it wasn't any, it was like a smaller version, but like the level of, no, Nordstrom's, like a Nordstrom's. And so just a real upper class store. I walked in, got completely ignored. And then this minority lady walks in behind me, and she looks very fancy. Girl's got money, you know, she's wearing Gucci and everything else. And they go up to her and give her a water and look me over. And I'm like, why the hell did you do that? Like, you know, and the girl that did it was completely liberal. It's just these kinds of mentality that are coming in. And David, here's my thing. To sit there and give a blanketed response that everyone is white privileged is BS. Look, and I don't know if I've told you my full history in the past, but I grew up in a single wide trailer. We had methamphetamine all over our neighborhood. We had a trailer blow up with meth in it. I had cockroaches. I had to shop from Goodwill when I could. I never got anything bought for me at all. I paid for everything myself. In fact, I'll make this confession live on air. I was so poor that I stole my prom dress. I didn't want to get embarrassed. I did get busted for it. I stayed the night in jail. And this is all, you know, my 17, 18 year old kid. And I've done other things like that out of, I don't want to feel, you know, left out from everybody else, but I'm so poor, there's nothing I can do. And then to sit there and tell me that I'm privileged, excuse me, go to hell. Like, seriously. And that's what just really gets to me. And then to say, okay, yeah, I'm doing much better today, but I did that by myself. I didn't get any money from my parents. And then I'm like, okay, but if you look at my parents, they're still living off in a trailer. My dad's disabled. Where's their privilege? You know what I mean? So it just, this mentality that they are pushing, and it's really infecting everything. We went to enroll my daughter at University of Arizona, and they have a whole diversity thing, and you have to take a course. And I'm just like, this is, it's really worse that I think a lot of us realize, and it's getting worse. We saw it at the Olympics, right? You had this big satanic, there really is no way, where they showed the 10 commandments with a bunch of LGBTQ and just really finger in the face of Christianity, but it's infecting everything. And I think we have to start really focusing on that problem, because I honestly think we're headed for some kind of race war or civil war, because that is the direction that the Democrats are purposely trying to draw us. As you know, Democrats were the ones that, you know, linked up with the KKK, you know what I mean? And today they're still that, I think, in a different form, where they're literally telling one side, minorities, BIPOC or whatever they want to call it, Black and indigenous people of color, they're telling them they're victims and we owe them. And then on the other side, they're telling white people, you are privileged, you owe them. And thus we're having all kinds of crime rate explosion. That's at the root of it. Also at the root of it are these DAs, right? These DAs that George Soros keeps appointing and are starting to be exposed. That's good. But on top of the soft on crime, they're literally telling these people, it's okay to steal. It's okay to do this.
Right.
Wrecking society on purpose.
Well, you're stealing from the white man. That's what they're often being told. And you're white oppressor. And listen, most of the black people I know think this is total garbage and they see it for what it is. But what I worry about is the impressionable youth that don't have the life experience to see through the nonsense. And when you talk about a race war, well, they're recruiting foot soldiers for the left because they know what's coming. Lisa, this brings up an interesting point. I see no scenario, even if Trump wins and we gain control of the House and Senate, regardless of the presidency, I see no scenario where they're going to ever leave office peacefully. There's going to be a war, one way or the other. What do you think?
I think there's going to be, there's going to be massive pushback. And I think if Donald Trump does win the election, they're not going to accept the results. That's why YouTube conveniently, just not that long ago, I think it was in January, said, oh, you can talk about election fraud now, because they're preparing in the event of Donald Trump wins the election. They're preparing for that. And that's the thing. I think right before the election, they're going to start rioting and stuff. And then after the election, if Donald Trump wins, we're going to see the summer of love look like a walk in the park. I think they're going to get more virulent. They're going to get more chaotic because they're literally telling their people out there that there's going to be another Hitler 2.0. This is what they're stating. And these liberals who don't know any better, useless, are out there actually just sucking it up, believing it. And they're going out in straight up panic, and they're recruiting from these colleges. As you know, they bust them in. They bust them in recently when Netanyahu was in town talking to Congress. There was buses there for this pro-Palestine, anti-Jew, anti-Israel protest. And so this is just a small taste. That was just a small taste. And in that one protest, they defaced all of our history, the bell there. They set flags on fire. This is nothing compared to what we are going to see. And just a warning to everybody out there, Dave, I think that they're going to, most of it, I think, will stay in the big cities for a time. But once they've looted, got kind of gone through that, they're going to eventually go to some of the smaller towns and things. If this is allowed to explode and continue the way that it's at. And that's one of my fears. So I think we're definitely going to get pushback. They may fight the results. I don't know to what level. But I think to either way, there is going to be riots and protests and bad ones all over the place as a
Well,
result.
I've been told that the Democrats already have 100 lawsuits ready to go. And one of the reasons why I don't think they're making Biden resign is so Kamala Harris will stay in control of the Senate as the vice president. And she's already announced she won't certify the election. So clearly, they're not going to leave peacefully. One person said it to me this way, and this person used to be in the FBI, and she told me, they're not going to leave office without bullets being fired at them. That's a quote from an ex-FBI agent.
God, I hope not. That would be horrible bad. But I mean, we never know. Kamala Harris might not certify. She should recuse herself, by the way. I mean, if she's running up there, I don't know. But it's insane that we are actually facing this. But the truth of the matter is, the left is okay with violence. And Dan Bongino actually says this often, and I wholeheartedly agree. He says that they believe that we believe that liberals have bad ideas, but can be good people. That's what we believe. But liberals actually believe that we are bad people with ideas. And that's such a true statement. And they feel justified for every action they take. That's why they don't feel any recourse, like putting these pro-lifers in jail. Oh yeah, they deserved it. This is why there would be no recourse, Dave, if they were to start throwing people like us in jail, which is a real possibility for fill in the blank kind of crime. Because, oh, we didn't like that you said bad stuff about Kamala Harris. Put them in jail. They're literally of that mentality because they've justified it. Their side has justified it, and their side has been for a long time now. It takes time to boil the frog in the pot, and they've been kind of upping their side to get to that boiling point, and it's going to boil over, so to speak. I mean, I guess it's kind of the opposite. They're not killing the frog, but they're exciting the frog. And at some point, their side could pop. and said, you know what? These people are killing our country. They're killing democracy. They're tyrants. They're Hitlers. Even though the opposite is true. And it's going to smack them in the face because they're not going to leave it at just us. One day, they're going to go for their own side. And that's the craziness of it. Just look at what's going on right now in Venezuela. All hell's breaking out over there. They had food problems. People can't get food. They've got socialism rising all over the place. We've got people talking about socialism and praising it in public on Kamala's ticket.
Yeah.
So
for the last 2 days, I've been getting information out of Venezuela. Some of it's through Panama, who has contacts in Venezuela. Some of it's my experts like Sam Arnold. And what I'm hearing, and actually I've seen photographic evidence for some of it, they're abducting opposition leaders and executing them. They're randomly shooting protesters on the street. And what I've been told lately is the police are now taking off their uniforms. I have pictures of it. And they're joining with the people and they're helping to arm some of the people. It's going to get ugly. And I'm bringing this up because I believe this is what's going to happen here in connection with our elections.
It's exactly right. That's the same thing I've heard exactly to the T from my sources, Dave. So we're on this and we have different sources. So it's the same thing I've been hearing in Venezuela and what's going on there. And that's the thing, right? Here's my biggest thing is, you know, I could definitely see stuff like that happen. We just have to look at January 6th and look what they did to them. And then look at these pro-Palestine people who were anti-Semitic going in there, disrupting Netanyahu. And they got nothing. They literally went to jail and got let go. And so it's a massive mistreatment. And we've already crossed that line somewhat of no return unless we can get somebody in there to fire people and fix our problem, which therein lies the problem. Because the other thing is, Dave, is I think their number one goal is not to bring it to there. What they want to do is cheat their way in. And that is where they're going to shine. If they have to hold back the election for days on end till they get a couple more ballots in, like they did with Joe Biden, I could definitely see them doing that. And that's going to cause an uprising from our side. And then they're going to do the same thing as last time. You can't say that the election stole all of a sudden. It's the most fairest election in the world. So I see it going in that direction. Oh, and there was, I got a tip while I'm on with everybody. From a source saying, so just if you go and you cast your ballot for all the listeners out there, I heard that, now I don't, I think it could, I believe it just does discount the ballot. If somebody writes, say an R or a D, writes anything on your ballot, you ask for a new ballot. Please do this. I heard that they that there's some kind of thing going out there where they're going to try to write on ballots to make it an invalid ballot where they have to kind of put it on the back burner there. So please, if you cast your ballot coming up in November, do not accept a ballot that has been written on. I am hearing stories on that. Here in Arizona, by the way, we had the pen, the big thick marker that they were using. Why am I blanking? A big thick marker.
The Sharpies, yeah.
Sharpie. Like, what the heck? But they were using Sharpie. You know what? Just bring a pen, bring your own pen. That's my other advice. And the third thing here in Arizona, they actually had the ballots not fitting in the machines. That's a whole nother problem. But just be on the lookout because those are things that I've heard in advance. So just be careful when
you brought up Arizona. I did something in my social media or what's left of it that covered this. And it's really interesting. The election results, and people don't get a false sense of confidence, but Maricopa County is the most corrupt county in the United States, and our election theft modalities spread to other parts of the country. And I know because I've been involved in this for 5 years, but let me tell you, you know this as well as I do. In the election, in the GOP primary, the main plotters of stealing the elections of 2020 and 2022 in the GOP side, not the Democrat side, but the GOP side, they got defeated in the primary. The county clerk and recorder, 56% of the voting machines went down in Maricopa County, only in Republican areas. He's gone. He got defeated in the primary. Three of the five county supervisors, gone. Two of them didn't have the balls to run for re-election. And one of them that did run, Jack Sellers, China's best friend, he got defeated by 30 points. And then in the sheriff's race, they elected the conservative, and the incumbent Democrat got converted back to a Republican, got kicked out. In other words, Arizona voters at the GOP are awake, and they got rid of the criminals that stole the last two elections. But here's my disclaimer. Lisa, this is one thing I think that people need to know. I didn't see evidence of election tampering here. For the first time I've ever lived in Arizona, I didn't see evidence of election tampering. I think they know the eyes are on them and they're saving the steel for the general election.
You mean for the one that just got
For what
voted out?
just happened, Stephen
Oh,
Richards,
yeah.
Bill
I
Gates.
didn't see any then either.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad Stephen Richards is gone. I did not like him, but like,
Well, Clint Hickman's gone, Bill Gates is gone, Jack Sellers is gone. Jerry Sheridan won the sheriff's
yes.
race. This is all
And Carrie
positive.
Lake. I like Carrie Lake.
Carrie Lake won. But it's kind of funny. The legacy media, Channel 3, when they covered it, she won by about 14 points. She underperformed. That's what they kept saying. She underperformed. I mean, these people are so full of crap. But here's my point, though, Lisa. I think they know the eyes are on them here in Maricopa County, particularly, and they didn't cheat this time, but they're going to cheat
They're going
like
to save it.
anything in the general election. Don't you agree?
I agree 100% because I got nothing this time. I'm like, wow, that's the first, which is scary because that means they're going to potentially try something in November. And we still got all the old people, for now, right? And so it's just one of those things. I pray to God that the cheating doesn't happen. But we did experience it in 2022. Like my husband was one of those who went there, and here in Cave Creek there was three places that you couldn't get the ballots in, like three separate areas, because there's a Cave Creek and Carefree. At least Cave Creek is highly conservative. I
Yeah.
don't know a single person voting Democrat here, and all of our areas just so happen to not be working. So I got all the insight. I think I even called Kelly Townsend at the time. I'm like, Kelly, get your butt over here. Like, something's going down, and she was a state senator at the time. But oh, so I am absolutely fearful of that.
I have to tell you, this is the one thing I want people to know, because Arizona is the trendsetter for the rest of the nation. The election machine fail that Lisa's husband experienced, my sister-in-law experienced, one of my best friends in my neighborhood experienced, the election machine fail, okay, only happened in dominant Republican districts. Did not happen, not one dominant Democrat district in the same county did not have that happen. And they're going to have to move away from that excuse. You know what the excuse was? I loved it. Their excuse after the fact, well, the paper we used was too thick and they got into these detailed explanations. And I say, wait a minute, why didn't the Democrats have their machines fail? Well, they used different paper. Well, you just told me you're cheating. If you're using differential paper, you're cheating, obviously.
And that's what gets me upset is why didn't we? They should have recalled the whole election based off that fact alone. They've recalled elections based off the far less, but nope, not here in Arizona. And that was the time that went highly Democrat. I know that Arizona is not as Democrat as they claim, because it absolutely is not.
No, it's
And so,
75% conservative, Lisa, I guarantee you.
yeah, because I'm like, even the most liberal people are more moderate that I know. And we go from Scottsdale to Phoenix to here to Surprise. A lot of these areas are that way. So we have to be on the lookout for those things and be ready, because I think that is going to be Kamala Harris, Joe Biden's biggest way, that's what they want to hone in on. If they can get that, then they don't have to worry about the rest. And
That's
that's
right.
the thing.
You made a good point. Stephen Reischer, the county clerk and recorder, who I believe is as crooked as the day is long, he's still going to be in charge of Maricopa County elections come the election day, even though he got defeated in his own primary. He
Yes.
won't leave office until January. And I guarantee you that for all these people that got defeated, there's backroom deals going on for them. Guarantee you.
And that's my fear. Because if you've got these backroom deals, there's definitely going to be some shenanigans of some sort. That's why I'm going to encourage everybody listening to the report, get anyone and everybody to register to vote. We can overcome it with getting enough Republican votes in. And
Sheer
I think
numbers, yeah.
can do that by sheer numbers. So, like, my daughter just turned 18. We registered her to vote. She's good to go. All four of mine. I have a 23, 21, a 21, and an 18-year-old, and they're all ready to go. Got them all registered, and all registered Republicans. So if you have friends, family members that you know, get them up, get them out, tell them to vote. And what is your take, by the way? Because Arizona, and I'm on the fence, but I'm curious because I've heard from people off and on, hey, just do the mail-in vote, because the way that it's headed is Democrats take more care of that and they seem to have more pull over that. So I'm almost saying, okay, maybe we should do the mail-in vote versus in person. And I get that in person is better and safer, but with all the shenanigans they keep pulling in person, what is your take on that?
Well, it's not just the Democrats. I would have said that in 2020 when I did my investigation, but the Republicans did more to steal the election in the midterms than the Democrats did. It's like they flipped sides. I'll give you an example. Bill Gates, county supervisor, chairman, and Stephen Reicher, county clerk and recorder, took out a PAC. These are GOP, and they took out a PAC against Abe Amadei, attorney general candidate, Mark Fincham, secretary of state candidate, and Kari Lake, governor candidate. All Republicans, and they plotted against their own Republicans with a PAC, and they helped lead the cheat that stole the election from those three individuals. What's interesting is all three individuals won their primary last night. You know, Fincham, Amadei, and Kari Lake, they all won. But it's the Republicans too. In you listen, I've got friends who are like precinct committee chairman people. They're actually somewhere out in your area. They all recognize it. The Republican Party in Arizona is hopelessly corrupt and dead, but there are some good Republicans. And so we're kind of working from the bottom up to purge the party. And last night was the first step in the purge. But it's Democrats and Republicans. And I will tell you, they're going to come full force in November. This is the deciding election for our country. I don't know if you think that or not, but I think if this election is lost to the liberals, America is done.
100%. I 100% agree. I'm not even like swaying on that one, because if they get in, they have already promised to do things like pack the Supreme Court, which obviously they're already tempting in ways.
Crazy.
Yeah. And then, and if we lose that and we lose these three letter agencies are going to be weaponized against us. When and if Democrats stay in, we are screwed there. I honestly believe, Dave, that there will never be at least a real Republican in charge of our country ever again. And I mean ever again, until we maybe down the road, we have some pretend Republican that they put in who is really a Democrat in disguise, your typical rhino, but nobody who is really and truly about the people and getting things done for the people, that's going to be done. And in fact, I'm going to take it one step more. If they do win this, I think it's almost a life and death almost kind of scenario, because our economy is going to crap. We're going to lose a lot of people when our economy goes to crap. You're talking third world style stuff when people can't afford things and they're just going to be like, oh, it's not my fault. It's Donald Trump or whatever. They always have something or someone to blame it on when the finger is only at them, but they're doing it on purpose, just like they're doing with this race war and these racial divisions. It's on purpose. Then they can blame it on one side. It's the white people, it's black people or whatever. And we're not going to fall for that because we're smart enough to know, but there's a lot of people out there who would fall for that. And so they're going to ignite more tension within each other. So we're not paying attention to the politics that the Democrats are doing while they're stealing our freedoms from online, purging conservatives from all the outlets. And quite frankly, Dave, I think they're even going to start sending more conservatives to jail. And I mean that because they already did. Pete Navarro, Steve Bannon, Donald Trump, and so many others that have been to jail for a non-crime, for a crime, by the way, that was it Alejandro Mayorkas, for the crime that they themselves have committed. But, you know, they, or Merrick Garland, it was Merrick Garland or Alejandro. Why am I blanking?
It was, well, both of them, honestly, depends,
yeah,
depends what situation you're talking about, but both of them fit that.
Yeah, I mean, they both did the same thing as Pete Navarro and Bannon, and yet they're not in jail. So that's the kind of stuff and system that we are going to see, but it's going to multiply times 10.
Yeah. Are you familiar with Tina Peters' case?
I am not.
Okay. Well, Tina Peters was the county clerk and recorder in Mesa County, which is Grand Junction, Colorado. And she was a successful businesswoman, and she was only motivated to run because the wait times at DMV were 3.5 hours. And she goes, I can do better than that. And she got elected. Well, she was real concerned in previous elections about Dominion, and she had reason to believe the elections were being modified under her jurisdiction. So she took an image the original image of the vote, and she compared it to the post image of the vote, and they weren't matching up. Now, even though Trump won in her county, she thought the overall vote aggregate, you know, was being siphoned. And I know the same thing happened to Prescott, too, in Arizona. So she compared the two and she started to talk about it. Jenna Griswold, the Secretary of State, who is as criminal as the day is long, she ordered her, you can't do that. The problem is you have separation of powers. Jenna Griswold can't order a county clerk and recorder to do anything. If they're breaking the law, they can call in the DOJ. They can file a lawsuit, you know, for constitutionality. But she didn't do that. Tina Peters was arrested. She's wearing an ankle bracelet. Her trial starts today. And she's accused of not following the Secretary of State's orders, which is totally bogus. They sent people to her office and they tried to confiscate stuff. And she says, no, I've made copies of this. You can confiscate all you want. Well, you can't do that. So now what they're saying is she's guilty of influencing a state official based on that conversation. Listen, it's all bogus, but here's what they want to do with her. First of all, when she started this, her husband was in a care facility and was sick, and there was really nothing else seriously wrong with him. And she believes they murdered him. And I think the circumstantial evidence is strong. She's had threats. She has had to get security. And now they're trying to put her in prison for the rest of her life. She's 68 years old, be 69 next month. And they're trying to put her in prison for 20 years. That's a death sentence. And this is what's going on there. And that's what happened. Peter Navarro wouldn't violate client attorney privilege with Trump and testify at J6. He had lost his law license. He'd have done that. And he had to go to prison for that. This is what they're doing, Lisa. They're going not after just abortion clinic protesters or people praying at abortion clinics. They're going after officials now who don't fall into line with them.
It's terrifying, but it's so true. And my heart goes out to her and her family. That's just insane. And that's the way they're going to start attacking us. They could come after you and I, hey, such and such company, let's just copyright out the wazoo or start suing us for whatever they feel like doing, even if it's not legit till the money dries up, like they did with Alex Jones, who they sued him into oblivion. Whether people agree or don't is beside the point. The fact is they went after him for every penny he's had, sued him more than anybody has really ever been sued for the crimes that he's done. Same with Donald J. Trump, 50 different things thrown at everybody. And the other thing, Dave, is they're also going to use the IRS. That's why the Democrats were so adamant about getting 87,000. What is it? 83,000 now, like they brought it down or whatever. It's ridiculous, but they're going to start sending IRS agents after conservatives. Wait, lo and behold, they did that already under Obama. They apologized, but they're going to go back and do it again. They're just going to be smarter about doing it and try to hide their stuff under the rug, because now we have an FBI, a CIA, a DOJ, a DHS, the media, who will all cover for them. They will cover and be like, it's not happening. It's not happening, even though it is happening. And that's the kind of stuff they did with censorship. So this stuff is going to start happening to conservatives. The media is going to cover for them. And that is what we're going to see in our future if the Democrats remain in charge. We're in a lot of trouble.
I wanted to ask you if you heard about this. Everyone knows the CrowdStrike thing was really not incidental to the Trump attempted assassination. And I said at the time it was a beta test. I've since learned CrowdStrike is in Davos right now working with World Economic Forum figures. And the only thing I'm thinking, Lisa, is that if they don't get the election results they want, they anticipate that, they're going to bring down the whole system so they can't have an election.
I haven't heard that yet. I know they're associated too with Vanguard, BlackRock, all the typicals there.
That's part of it. Exactly. You're exactly right. Yeah.
So you got all of that. I wouldn't put it past them. And I wouldn't put it past them and be like, oh, there's another pandemic.
The BlackRock connections to the assassination are strong.
There's some, I mean, the video through the school, but I haven't done.
Well, it's more the shorting of the stock of the company, the BlackRock.
Oh, that part.
Okay, that part. And then they made money on the flip side when Trump went about. BlackRock hedged their bet on both ways, both sides. He lives, he dies. But the proximity of these transactions was a day before the assassination attempt. That's not coincidental.
No. And I think it was Austin something.
Well, I wanted to get your take because this has been fascinating. You get your take on this stuff, but I want to get your take on the Secret Service.
Oh, yeah, they are. There is, I'm going to put it this way. I used to know a Secret Service agent in my youth. So, you know, I've had a tour, a private tour of the White House. Because of that, he was with our church group at the time, and it was when I was younger. But there are really good people within the Secret Service, good people, and not all of them, obviously. But the management at the very top is very, very corrupt, like
Yes.
FBI level corrupt. And a lot of people down below are now coming out blowing the whistle, like the whistleblower that came out today. And I did the report on it. He came out and said, hey, if they don't start fixing things, because now the Secret Service has shown all their vulnerabilities and their mistakes to the public. If you don't do something right now within 30 days, says this sniper, this counter sniper, a Secret Service counter sniper whistleblower, he goes, Donald Trump could very well be assassinated again, or Kamala, or Joe Biden, or RFK. He goes, we just don't have our stuff together. And he says, it's not the people. And I believe that, because this is coming from more sides, because it's not the people doing the job. It's the management. And he says in this, and I don't know if you've read this to your people today, but he said in that statement that there were five people at the very top that were messing things up. And he says he's going to continue to blow the whistle until those five people are out. He says one of those is already out. That would be Kim Sheethol. And Ron Rowe is
Yes.
very well one of those people as well. He should have never been appointed. Him and Kim Sheethol were kind of in charge of this whole thing. Why are we putting this guy in charge?
Exactly.
Ron Rowe needs to go out. And so the other three, I'm not sure who they are yet, but we know the two. And so there are people involved who are purposefully doing, I would call it ignorance, but I'm not sure, you know, because they give more detail to some people than others. So Tim Cruz called that out. Tim Cruz, in the meeting that they had, the House meeting or the congressional meeting, he said to Ron Rowe there, he goes, hey, do you give more detail to one person than the other? Or do you base it off of, what do you base it off of? Do you base it off of hierarchy? Do you base it off of need? What's it based off of? He basically said the president of the United States, for a lack of term, basically gets more. Well, how many more, said Ted Cruz? You know, because Donald Trump is a high target. He should have a lot, seeing that even Iran is out there saying they're calling for the death of him. And he's had multiple assassination attempts on his life. We've had other instances that didn't involve a bullet. And then you have Joe Biden under here, who, as far as I can remember, has never had an attempt on his life. But you're going to tell me you're going to give him little to nothing. And even that day, he only had two or three Secret Service personnel, and he had HSI, Homeland Security there, whose job is not even to do that. And look, this kid definitely had a helper. There's no doubt in my mind. Somebody,
well, this kid didn't act alone. That's coming out now, Lisa. They do assassinations and triangulations. And I'm not even sure this kid fired, because we're getting no ballistic reports, no forensic audio reports. That's how the Kennedy assassination was broken in 1977, when they played a recording before Congress and a committee, and they found there were different guns used based on the acoustics. And we haven't seen any of that. They're covering it up. But I'll give you something interesting that I have found. Crooks's cell phone in 2023 was pinged FBI headquarters in D.C.
Oh, I saw that. And that's the question. Who was that? And there was one pinged. I don't know if you saw the other one, who left his house.
Yes.
The FBI. Yeah. So you got that. And I think it was. And so I want to know who that was. Why don't you give us that information? Right. Because the truth of the matter is, as far as who is involved, I don't know. There are Secret Service members in there who legitimately mean to do their job. And then I think either within the police department, the Secret Service, the FBI, I don't know. There's somebody that helped him that day. There is someone within potentially one of those agencies that helped. And that's what we want to find out. Who was that person?
Yeah, well, Cheadle has connections into the Carlyle group. And what does Trump say he's going to do? I'm going to end the war on day one, which runs against their interests. I've linked in the Atlantic Council and the ex-6 CIA directors who authored the Hunter laptop nonsense story that it was Russian conspiracy. And then, of course, whenever you're dealing with Ukraine and war, Victoria Nuland, I know you know who she is, the head of CNAS, I've linked them into this. That's the deep state involvement in this assassination. And these people are complicit. I just couldn't give you enough for individual indictments, but I've got enough that there should be major investigations. But under Merrick Garland, are you kidding?
Not going to happen. That's the thing. If
Yeah.
Merrick Garland and Christopher Wray are the ones conducting this, that means
Well, he
20
knows.
other
Hey, listen, did you see his body language? Well, we don't even know if the president was hit with a bullet. And you watch his whole body language, he's part of the cover-up.
He is part of the cover-up, which says, why is this guy even involved in this? This is the same guy that pinned Russia collusion, did the whole raid on Mar-a-Lago. Said Hunter Biden's laptop wasn't what was disinformation from Russia, and all of this, like complete attack after attack after attack after attack on Trump, and this is who we're going to put in charge. We need an independent investigation, and Congress
But
has to.
where's that going to come from? There is no independent to draw
I don't know,
upon.
an outside agency. There was this guy on Zero Hedge. Oh, and I'm blanking because I only read it, and I don't know his name, but he was doing a legitimate assessment of it, and they told him, Garland, I think it was Garland, shut him down on the investigation. And like, I'll have to send it to
Was
you.
this FBI?
No, I'd have to pull it back up. I know Justice, if you guys ever check out Justice Knight, he put a video out on it today. A mystery man connection between J6 and Trump assassination attempt. Democrats desperate to hide. Let me see if, because it's a longer article. You'll have to read
Okay.
through it. But yeah, I'll send it to you after. But it was
No, yeah, I definitely
interesting.
want to see. This is why I love talking to people like you that are so knowledgeable. I can't cover everything. You can't cover everything. But there
Oh.
are so many good people out there like you doing really good, truthful research that we are beginning to really construct a picture right now. These people, this is my conclusion, Lisa, and feel free to criticize it because it's just conjecture. But my belief is that these people at the top levels are dedicated to the fall of the United States and the installation of a Bolshevik communist state that's internationally controlled.
Oh yeah, they are communist and they want the power, and they've been told by the higher ups, this is what you're going to do, and that's it, end of story. And that's what they all want to do. They want more power, they want more money. They've been promised certain things, and they've been blackmailed, quite frankly. It's a little bit of all of it, but
Yeah.
ultimately they want to tear down our country, and they're doing it in multiple ways. And one of the biggest people in their way is Donald J. Trump. That's why he has been attacked so much. That's why the people closest to him have been arrested and attacked. That's why he's been called Satan, Satan and Hitler, to get
Yeah.
some kind of lone wolf to go after him and attack him. That's why he was given less secret security detail and not approved for more. It's all part of the enchilada. It's like sending your kid or giving someone a car that you know dang well the brake's about to pop off, and you send them on the freeway. Well, you knew that the car was going to break down and cause an accident, yet you put that person in the car. Who's at fault? I would say
You're
that would
right.
be me if I knew dang well and I sent somebody in that car and there goes,
Problem, reaction, solution. And, one of the things I was shocked about with the attempted assassination, because I've said this for years, I used to lecture on the Kennedy assassination before I was even in the media. And, I was doing mostly academically. And I said, I don't think we'll ever see this again. Because too many people have the cell phones, they can record, they can videotape. And I said, if they'd have had that in Dealey Plaza, that crime would have been broken open a lot earlier than it was. And yet they've gone, I mean, you got Crooks, who's Oswald and the Patsy, couldn't even make his JV shooting rifle shooting team. Yet you had precision shooting, supposedly at Trump, that nicked his ear. Had he not turned, he's dead. And that's an experienced assassin. He's able to get inside the perimeter and set up. And then you got the water tower guy. You got another guy off to the right, supposedly now. This is triangulation. It's just like Kennedy. It's you got the principal agency heads like Alan Dulles of the day running cover, Christopher Wray, for example. I can't believe they imitated Kennedy and thought they were going to get away with it. Now they got egg on their face. BlackRock has the eyes on them. I'm putting the eyes on the Carlyle Group and the Atlantic Council because I couldn't believe it. Yeah, I'll tell you what Doug Thornton told me, ex-DHS supervisor. He was on the Pope protection team. He said they talked about in DHS, and he said this 2 years ago on my show, if they go to kill Trump, they'll do a mass casualty event to disguise who the real target was, and they'll kill all kinds of people to cover it up. And then they'll have some ulterior motive about which group did it so they can, you know, further their political agenda. That's what Doug said they talked about in DHS. I think that's coming next, Lisa.
Here's what I speculate, and it makes sense because they've already put out on their Department of Homeland Security, you know, list. They put an alarm out there saying, hey, Iranians want to kill Donald J. Trump.
Exactly.
Be careful. And so what's going to happen? Well, see, we stopped talking about Donald Trump. We haven't called him a Hitler in a long time. And we've been very good to Donald Trump. And then bang, a second assassination attempt takes out Donald J. Trump. And he dies. And I'm not saying that's going to happen or that is the case. God forbid, right? I pray for Trump every day. Or say they have another assassination at some point. Like, if that were to happen and if he died, they would be like, oh, it's an Iranian. They already said they were going to shoot him. Look, it's an Iranian. And they could pin that way. And then up off their backs, we didn't do it. End of story. That's what I feel they could absolutely do.
The excuse to go to war with Iran. There you go.
Yep. And that accomplishes two things, which they've been trying to do. And so that's the thing. That's what terrifies me the most, is they're going to try it like that and blame it on an Iranian. And my red flags are already up. But I sent you, by the way, in that chat room, that Zero Hedge article. This is the guy, and I've got to look more into it, but if you get time, you may want to share it with on another podcast with your people. But the Trump appointed inspector general for DHS, he's opened two investigations into the U.S. Secret Service, specifically including stuff on January 6th and Donald Trump's assassination. And Alejandro Mayorkas has shut him down. He's actually finding information on this. So it's a longer article, slightly longer. So just something to look into the future.
I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just pulled it up. Thank you. I'll look into that. And certainly I'm going to give you credit for bringing this forward. You know, you bringing up the Iranians, let me give you another piece of this that I think fits. You got a 20-year-old kid who has three encrypted offshore accounts, very sophisticated, right, in three different parts of the world. You know what I think we're going to find? Implication and framing of the Iranians paying him to do this. That's what I think where I think this is going.
Yeah, I know they were Secret Service, or they were trying to blame, oh, social media is social media that was anti-Semitic and anti-immigration, trying to paint him as some Trump radical. A Trump person who supports Trump would not try to kill the president. It's just ludicrous. And then Gab came out and said, nope, I've got information to say the opposite. What I believe is his account, you know, and they both are saying what I believe is his account, even the agency there. But Gab's like, nah, this guy was very pro Biden, pro lockdowns, pro immigration. So I believe Andrew Torba well over the freaking United States government at this point.
No, well, you're right. This administration is the enemy of the people. And what I have a hard time convincing people of is that we just got bad people making bad decisions. And I've looked at people in the eye and I said, for my work, I've never seen anything like this, but they want you dead. If you're a conservative, and they go, well, how can you say that? And Lisa, here's my answer. On September 1st of 2022, Biden comes out to a devilish background, has the military in his speech. And he says, if you're MAGA, conservative, basically Christian, if you're those things, you are a domestic terrorist. And here's what people don't realize. There's two entities that now come into this. One is the NDAA. If you're a domestic terrorist, you can be snatched off the street, and this is where the camp stuff could start. And then the second thing is really interesting is this earlier this year, DHS came out with new speech guidelines. They did the typical mis and disinformation, and they basically said you're a domestic terrorist if you're guilty of this. But then they had a third category called malinformation. And malinformation basically says what you're saying might be right, but if you undermine confidence in a business or the government, you're guilty of domestic terrorism. So, Lisa, yeah, they're setting it up for next year to do a purge against us.
Yes, because malinformation could mean you and I. God forbid you say anything bad about Kamala Harris or whoever is in charge of the Democrats or whatever. I mean, Nancy Pelosi, Chucky Schumer.
Well, I've
But
been told that Pelosi had intimate knowledge of the coming assassination of Trump.
that
And
I have no idea. I've got no
yeah,
insight on
well,
that
I
as well.
don't either, but I'm told by people I trust and people who are really good at revealing things that Pelosi and Schumer were at the center of this.
Well, I definitely think Pelosi had foreknowledge of January 6th and Schumer. So
Oh, yeah,
I wouldn't be
listen.
surprised, you know.
Well, so did the FBI when they put their people in the crowd.
Yep.
They knew Ray Epps. Do I have to go any further than Ray Epps?
No.
I mean, it's just absolutely insane. And so I'm hoping by watching Lisa and I today, I'm hoping the audience you'll come to realize we're not just dealing with corruption. We're dealing with people. If you are conservative, if you're Christian, if you want the Constitution, you want a lifestyle and a standard of living for your children that is better than what you had, you are their enemy and they want you dead. They just don't want you out of the way politically. They want you dead. And Lisa, this is something I know for a fact. This comes right out of Border Patrol, comes right out of Paul Preston. There are seven Chinese divisions in this country now. They're not operating as military units yet, but they're bringing in 10,000 a day at the border. The Border Patrol is fully open about this and talk about it, at least to me. And here's the bottom line. The Chinese have said they're going to commit genocide against America after they occupy the country. That's the mechanism I think they might use. Do you ever come across this stuff with the Chinese?
Yeah, there is, you're right. There's been tens of thousands now, more than ever before. We've had an explosion under Joe Biden. And it's terrifying when you think about the tensions between the United States, China, and then Taiwan right there. If we were to go to war and China was to say, we're going after Taiwan, they could very well ignite their sleeper cells, so to speak, here in the United States of America. I mean, it's like we're destroying ourselves on purpose, because all you have to do is look at Chinese farmland next to our military bases, and they're
Yes.
allowing that. And
Bingo.
that should throw every, I don't know why anybody would allow that, A. But Florida, I think, is the only one that is taking a stand against that. And all the other states are just sitting there like, yeah, that's okay. A Chinese balloon flying over our heads. Joe Biden's just staring at it forever, letting it collect data right over a military base, finally shoots it down. And nobody says, you know, nobody does anything about this. There's
After
not.
eight days of surveillance.
You know what? I'm going to say one more important thing is I actually, I think Joe Biden is compromised. I think he's
Oh, no
giving
question.
intel to the Chinese on purpose. That's why the farmland's staying. That's why he didn't shoot the balloon down. China has something very bad on Joe Biden, be it blackmail or whatever. And
Blackmail, $25 million worth of blackmail. That's you're
exactly.
exactly. It's the whole Biden crime family, and
Yep.
that's how they hold him in check. Kamala Harris, when she was the Attorney General of California, I covered this when she was in that position, and before that as the Alameda County DA, she ran cover in her position for child sex traffickers, some of them connected to the Jesuit Church. And this is not in dispute. She blocked freedom of information inquest, a request from the media. She's really bad. She dissolved a 400-man outfit, Department of Justice in California, that was responsible for child sex trafficking, interdiction of fentanyl, and so forth. I know one of the guys really well, and it was Kamala Harris that got rid of him when she was the AG. So, I mean, it's Biden, Chinese, Kamala Harris, child traffickers. It's the whole nine yards. See, this is why I love having you on, because we're coming at this from slightly different angles because we have different sources, but we end up in the same place.
Oh yeah, and that is a terrifying thought, because he sold out our country, and the repercussions of that could be really bad in the future. So, yeah.
Lisa, we're flat out of time, but I won't be doing my audience a justice if I don't have you tell them how they can follow if they don't already know.
Yeah. Now I am on Rumble. I'm going to send you guys to Rumble. I've got a YouTube channel that's under Lisa Haven, but go to Rumble, Restricted Republic. I'm on there. Or you can also go to restrictedrepublic.com. That's my main website that we are on. So hopefully I will see you guys over there.
Yeah, it's great stuff. I always have people send me your stuff. They go, "Have you seen this? Do you even know who Lisa Haven is?" I go, "Yeah, I know Lisa." But it's really good stuff. Lisa, thank you for coming on and shining the light. And I'm hopeful that this interview will do a lot of good.
Yeah, send me a link when you have it, and thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. And feel free to use it any way you want. I appreciate it.
Perfect. Thank you,
Okay,
Dan.
take care.
Bye.
Bye.